Studio 360.
I am now here with the fabulous Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Roseanne Cash, along with her husband and guitarist and producer John Leventhal. Welcome back.
Hi, Kurt.
The cynical, funny thing that people say about the ends of things these days is, no, it's all about the friends you made along the way. But then I realized, of all of the hundreds and perhaps close to 1,000 people that I've had in here talking to, having conversations with, there's only one person I've actually become a friend of and with as a result. And that's you, madam.
You're going to make me cry already.
Well, that's the intention. I don't know why that is. I mean, I am not the warmest and fuzziest human being on earth.
Some would say. I partly know why it is.
Why is that?
Because you and I are really similar in why we came to New York. And we've never actually talked about this. But I think that you and I both were New Yorkers before we got here. And we came from places that were incredibly different from where we are now. And that we came to find out who we were, really. Like, we saw ourselves in the mirror of New York. And I think that drew us to each other as friends.
Well, as long as we're talking about meeting on this show, we have actually a piece of the tape of that meet not so cute moment from the first time you were on here in 2004.
When the shadows lengthen and burn away the past.
And Roseanne Cash is here with me today to talk about the challenges of being a creative child of a big time creative family. Roseanne Cash, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you, Kurt. It's a pleasure.
You sing good. That sounded wonderful.
So, in other words, I chose the right career.
Or the right family, or both, I guess.
The right DNA, maybe.
See, it's nice hearing those things. It's literally, like, maybe the first moment we ever met, but I sucked, man.
That's what I was thinking about myself.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, how fakey was that introduction? I've learned how to fake sincerity in this course of this job.
It's the hardest thing to fake.
It is. But the most important.
Yeah. I thought I sounded a little nervous. You were making me nervous. Sometimes you still make me nervous, Kurt.
Beyond simply being the only person I've made friends with of all the hundreds and hundreds of famous, talented people who've been here, I counted up and realized that in the 20 years we've done this show, you hold the record for guest appearances on this program.
I did not know that.
5. And then your husband here had his own 6th as well. So I don't know if we count that. Add it to your number or not.
Well, we'll count it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's very flattering.
Yep.
But you have led me and many millions of people to lots of places we would never have gone. And we're the better for it, you know. You ennoble me and all of your listeners by how curious you are.
Aw, shucks.
No, you do.
I appreciate that. As I was also thinking about, how do we end this thing? And I thought, like, well, I can get a twofer. I can not only have the one friend I made off of this show come in, but also, if you would agree, sing a song and bring your husband along to play it on the guitar. So now, will you do that?
Yeah, talking about endings. Well, I'm honored that you asked me to do this.
And what is this song?
The song is The Parting Glass. The Celts, the Scots, and the Irish have great ways of saying farewell.
Of all the money e'er I spent, I have spent it in good company. And all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. If I had money enough to spend and leisure time to sit a while, there is fair maid in this town that surely has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, I own she has my heart enthralled. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades e'er I had, they are sorry for my going away. And all the sweethearts e'er I had, they wish me one more day to stay. But since it fell unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I gently rise and softly call. Good night and joy be with you. Good night and joy be with you all.
Thank you for that gift.
Thank you for the gift, Kurt.
That was Roseanne Cash with John Leventhal on guitar.